Cupid and Psyche. Erotes. The Greeks untangled love's complexity by naming each strand and providing divinities to represent them. Aphrodite, the supreme goddess of love and of beauty, was attended by a retinue of winged and naked godlings called Erotes. Like many deities, Hades and his underworld cohorts, for example, the Erotes suddenly found themselves with much to do once humanity established itself and began to flourish. Each of the Erotes had a special kind of amatory passion to promulgate and promote. Anteros, the youthful patron of selfless, unconditional love. The well-known aluminium statue by Alfred Gilbert that forms the focus of the Shaftesbury Memorial in Piccadilly Circus, London, is actually not of Eros, but of Anteros, deliberately chosen to celebrate the selfless love that demands no return. This was considered an appropriate commemoration of the 7th Earl of Shaftesbury's great philanthropic achievements in hastening the abolition of child labour, reforming lunacy laws, and so on. Hermaphroditus, the protector of effeminate males, mannish females, and those of what we would now call a more fluid gender. Hedylogos, the spirit of the language of love and terms of endearment, who now, one assumes, looks over Valentine cards, love letters, and romantic fiction. Hymenaios, the guardian of the bridal chamber and wedding music. Pothos, the personification of languorous longing, of love for the absent and the departed. Himeros, the embodiment of desperate, impetuous love, love that is impatient to be fulfilled and ready to burst. Eros, leader of the Erotes, god of physical love and sexual desire. Of these, the most influential and devastating in his power and his capacity to sow mischief and discord was Eros. There are two stories concerning his origin and identity. In one version of the cosmogony, he was hatched from a great egg laid by Nyx and sprang from it to seed all life in the universe. He could therefore be counted amongst the very first of the primordial spirits that kick-started the cascade of creation. In a view perhaps more commonly held across the classical world, he was the son of Ares and Aphrodite. Under his Roman name of Cupid, he is usually represented as a laughing winged child about to shoot an arrow from his silver bow, a very recognizable image to this day, making Eros perhaps the most instantly identifiable of all the gods of classical antiquity. Cupidity and erotic desire are associated with him, as is the instant and uncontrollable falling in love that results from being pierced by his dart, the arrow that compels its victims to fall for the first person, or even animal, they see after being struck. Cupid, draw back your bow, and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me, for me. Copyright Sam Cooke. Eros can be as capricious, mischievous, random, and cruel as love itself.